Hello.
Alan.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. It's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I thought, is there another storm headed your way?
No. It's not gonna. It's gonna turn before it gets to us. Thank God.
I saw that this morning. I'm like, oh no, Alan's gonna get another one.
Yeah. No, that one's gonna look. Right now, that's what they say. But you know, those things get to wherever they are, and they're supposed to turn, and they tell them a different story. So
They got
I'm
a mind
not
of their
gonna really
own.
worry about it until about Thursday or Friday, and then see what it's really gonna do. So
Is this
we
kind
got
of un
sunshine today.
nice? Isn't it kind of unusual or is this typical for this many hurricanes to be approaching you guys in mid to late September? Is that
No,
normal?
this is actually this is it. This is our worst hurricane season, or time is September.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, and we've had them as late as 1985, the last hurricane before this last one just hit. 31 years later, 1985. It was the week before Thanksgiving in November.
Was that Hurricane Andrew?
That was a Kate.
Kate. Okay.
Kate. It
Okay.
was a Category 2, and we were without power for 2 weeks.
Holy
It
cow.
made a mess of the place, but we got rain. See, we had probably 14, 15 inches of rain for 2 days before the storm hit, and then high winds and trees just uproot and down on power lines and houses. It was a mess. This time, we got about 5, 6 inches of rain, and we were more on the weak side. Tampa, Ocala, Orlando, they got all the big, heavy, 15-inch, 20 inches of rain,
Good
and then the
Lord.
storm turned. So we were always on the weaker side of the storm, but still, it was a Cat 1 when it came in, and we had damage. Some people were a week, but that was the longest this time. A lot less trees on the ground. So,
And Florida not being that high above sea level, I imagine that flooding gets pretty serious
it
as
does. Of
well.
course, up here, I'm in North Florida. We're the last frontier. We're trying to hold on to what Florida is. It's not Miami and Orlando and Disney World. This is it. We're rural. We grow timber. We grow crop, row crops, and it's a whole different world than Central South Florida.
I love
And
that.
so we're pretty high, but we've got a lot of rivers and streams, and they tend to flood the lowlands. And of course,
Right.
we're not far. I'm only 35 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. So but we're pretty high here.
Okay. Yeah. Not to get
So
off
where
topic.
are y'all actually located? Where are you?
Are you familiar with California or Southern California at all, by
I am.
chance?
Yeah.
We're out here in the San Diego La Jolla area.
Okay, so y'all trying to burn up, we're trying to drown.
Ironically, it looks like we're getting the remnants of a tropical storm that was out in the ocean on our side in the Pacific is coming ashore. It's real
Yeah.
hot, real humid. Getting some weird rain and thunder and lightning, which is kind of atypical for this time of year. So
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
some weird weather going on right now for sure.
Yeah, we spent, I was the national chairman for what's called Log a Load for Kids. It's our timber industry's fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network.
Oh,
And
nice.
we had our national convention out in San Diego. So we spent a week there and drove all out. And this was probably back in about 94. And I guess y'all had a big fire, and we went up through the foothills, if you will, and just building going on everywhere. And ask them, what in the world, y'all? They said, well, all the houses were burned up in the last fire. And I swear, sometimes when I watch these reports, I'm thinking, oh my God, them same houses are getting burned up again.
They are. They literally are. I remember that fire specifically. I think two fires have hit since then. Same exact spot. Those houses have burned down at least three or four times, and they keep building them back up.
You would think that, California is so tough on smog emission controls that they would make them build with a material that will not burn. A
Yes.
roof and hey, you got to build out a block. You got to build a tile roof. You can't have anything that's flammable unless, of course, you got inside the house. But
Right.
apparently, the insurance companies love paying premiums, I reckon, out
Yeah.
to planes, you know. So I don't know.
No, that makes
sense. I think we're good right now, like I said, but Thursday, by Thursday, Friday, if it's going to make a change of some kind, then
it'll be at that point.
Yeah, it'll be at that point. We'll know.
Okay. Okay. Hey, but wanted to check in with you too, and see if you got that August bank statement yet.
No, I'm actually going. I'm going into town this afternoon, moving one of my logging crews, and I'm gonna come back by, see if they've got it. If they don't, I'll get them to give me the statement or make me a copy so I can get it sent on.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I look forward to that. Yeah, I look forward to that. And then you
of
have
course, the other thing. You know, since we've started this whole conversation, I've paid off two of my John Deere notes and sold one piece of equipment, so I've settled over three notes that probably total somewhere in the neighborhood of $11,000 worth of note payments a month. And
excellent.
And so I don't know if I need to reference those to you, but I might make some kind of note and send it to you where we have satisfied two of those notes, paid them off, and the other one I sold the piece of equipment and just eliminated it.
If notes are concerned, I believe that underwriting would be able to detect that in the bank statements. Over the past 6 months, they'll see that there's no more payments going out, and you know they put two and two together and figure out.
All right.
Okay.
Good enough. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one, Alan. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.